Welcome to Men in Charge, in brief. I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Kevin Decker. Tony, I wrote this sketch, but I'm going to ask you what it's about.
Well, it's about how well do you know the people who talk about their friends whom you've never met and you're supposed to know who they're talking about.
It's a game show, so it's possible to win $22 or even $47. But you're going to notice as you listen to this game show, how well do you know your friends-in-law, is there's an implicit question buried somewhere in the script. Figure it out, write it down, send it in to us, and if it's right, you could win a valuable prize.
From the studios that brought you the hit game shows The Newlywed Trap and the $10,000 Conical Section, it's the exciting new show that's the talk of all your friends and friends-in-law. It's How Well Do You Know Your Friends-in-Law? Let's say hello to today's contestant, Hubert Hamper.
Hello, I'm Hubert.
And Hubert, playing with you for our top prize, $475, are Janice S., Mark C., and Audrey D. You know Janice through your boxing gym partner, David's sister, Leona. Mark's your cousin Tim's karaoke buddy. And Audrey's your neighborhood flea market folk music singer slash fishmonger who's always hitting on cousin Tim. And of course, they're your friends-in-law.
None of these people seem familiar to me.
Really, Hubert? After the deal I cut you on Mahi Mahi for Tim's phone number?
And we're off. Hubert, we'll test your knowledge of the foibles and idiosyncrasies of your clique group, but once removed. Question one for Hubert. Are you nervous, Hubert?
Yes, my pits are drenched.
Hubert, as you remember, Janice has a particularly predominant wart on her right foot. Which toe does that wart adorn?
Come on, Hubert. We could both walk away with $113 tonight if you get this right.
Having never seen this person in my life, I couldn't even guess.
I'm wearing sandals if you need a clue.
Could I just pass?
Hopefully you'll do better on question two, which is about Mark. As you probably know by now, Mark cheated on his wife last fall.
Hey!
They've worked it out, but perhaps infamously, where did Mark arrange to meet his one-time adulterous lover?
The most romantic place I can think of is Shakey's Pizza.
No, there is no such place as Shakey's Pizza.
Nice job, Hubes. So much for winning beer money.
Perhaps Hubes will strike gold with question three about Audrey. Hubert, it's your final chance to walk away tonight with not thousands, but hundreds of dollars. Audrey is a big fan of a 1982 film starring Malcolm McDowell and has a poster...
Cat People. Paul Schrader, director.
That's amazing and correct. That's $104 for both you and Audrey to share tonight.
Wow, Hubert. Respect. How did you know?
I have the poster with a rain-drenched Natasha Kinski. She's half sensual, half sleepy. It's my favorite poster.
And that's all the time we have for the high stakes and triple figure prizes on How Well Do You Know Your Friends-in-Law? Tune in next time.
Hubert, maybe you could tell me more about your poster at the bar next door to the studio?
Sure. The poster is, of course, just tasteful erotic art, not smut.
Tony, did anybody write in with a guess?
Biff Biggs of Snow Camp, North Carolina asks, is it okay if ChatGPT writes my essays for me?
ChatGPT has clearly written the implicit question for you.
Right. I think ChatGPT can win a valuable
prize.
Can
we give it the valuable prize to ChatGPT? Yes.
ChatGPT. He wins.
Insert applause here.
But other people also meriting applause are our cast. Tony Flynn, Kevin Decker, Deborah Marlowe, Ann Porter, and Greg Smith. We'd also like to thank the only man who always reads the subtext before the text, Brian Lindsay. And remember,
don't be a fascist.